Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights returned to action for the first time since January 27th last night, and the layoff did them good as they ended Edmonton's 16-game win streak at the Fortress last night. William Karlsson also returned after a 12-game absence. His empty netter iced it, final score 3-1. VGK heads south to take on the Coyotes tomorrow night. Mayor Carolyn Goodman's walking back some comments she made in an interview about the A's moving to Las Vegas that went viral yesterday. The mayor was quoted as saying the move to Las Vegas, quote, didn't make sense, and that the team should try to work out a deal to stay in the Bay Area. Goodman issued a statement saying she's excited about MLB in Las Vegas, adding she's not against the A's making the move.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the... AM 670, talk radio done right.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Let's back it up quickly on the east side of the valley. 95 northbound of Boulder Highway is where the accident is, and you're going to see the braking as you start the heading toward the Charleston curve. Again, 95 northbound Boulder Highway. Same goes with the resort corridor right now. We've got a new accident on I-15 southbound approaching Spring Mountain. That is taking up at least one of those left lanes. 15 southbound again before Spring Mountain. All clear on 215 so far this morning. Still working one wreck off the freeways just west of I-15 in front of Palace Station on Sahara and Rancho. Mostly cloudy skies this morning. We should see some sun this afternoon, but rain likely to return tonight through tomorrow. Today's highs in the mid-50s. We're at 45 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your small business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Wouldn't we all like to see that? Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. I had a chance to visit with Cheryl Chumley. If you don't know who she is the online editor opinion for the Washington Times. And she's been writing a lot about our a border security bill that is rattling around in Congress. Is it dead on arrival? Is it not dead on arrival? And I had a chance to visit with her earlier today. Asked her, where are we on border security?
We are where we were even a decade ago, right, with Republicans and Democrats going behind closed doors, holding hearings, speaking to members of the press about the need for border reform, border control reform, and so forth, and pretending to bring forth legislation that actually accomplishes border control. Well, meanwhile, we all know the open secret is that we already have laws in place to control the borders. We just need the will from this political administration, from the Joe Biden White House, and it's not there. So when you ask where we are, we're facing the same situation that we face time and time again. Our politicians aren't doing the job of controlling our borders, and they're pretending like they are and want us to buy into the lie.
So what's the next step? What happens next on this border security bill?
So probably what's going to happen is they're going to go back and try and dicker with the numbers a little bit. Instead of having 4,000 or 5,000 illegals allowed into our country each day before the White House and before politicians can act to control the borders, they'll lower the numbers. They'll pretend like they're actually going to tighten up enforcement at the border. But look, what we really need here is a separate border bill, right? Take out all the stuff about Israel and Ukraine and just deal with the border itself. And I think what politicians will find is that if Joe Biden just took a little executive action, right, he could control the borders today. But what he did when he first took office is he unwound everything that Donald Trump did in terms of border control within the first week by executive action. If he just backpedaled on that, we could find some border control actually taking place now.
Did you have a chance to see the Biden speech yesterday? It was horrible. I mean, it really honestly was. But he promised to politicize this every day from now till Election Day. What did you make of the speech yesterday in D.C.?
Well, what I made of the speech, it's interesting you ask because I'm writing about that very issue right now. What I made of the speech is that this guy's mental capacity is even worse than what we thought. I mean, he can't form a coherent sentence, and whatever he promises in his speeches, we can disregard because it doesn't matter. He's just up there as the puppet for the Barack Obama agenda that is being steamrolled in this administration. In that speech, he couldn't even remember Hamas, right? He had to be helped by the press corps. And so if he wants to politicize the border issue, it's going to backfire against Democrats. Because if you go back in time, 2015, 2016, Donald Trump seized upon the border control issue, and it was the winning issue for him to bring him into the White House. He's doing the exact same thing now. And Americans of all political walks, even independents, even some Democrats, are seeing the consequences of an open border in their backyards, in their own communities, with the rising crime and so forth. And Democrats need to just take speedy steps to control the border so people believe that they actually care about securing America. And that's just not going to happen.
Again, joining us, Cheryl Chumley, the Washington Times online opinion editor and the host of Bold and Blunt podcast. Why couldn't the Republicans get it right and impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, the director of Homeland Security?
Yeah, isn't that the interesting question going forward? And now Mike Johnson's leadership is in question, right? Because he's got two big epic fails coming on the same day. Look, I don't know why Republicans don't want to take the strong stand for law and order and constitutional protections that conservatives want them to. It's a puzzle to me why somebody like Mayorkas, who has been outed as a liar. If you go back in time a couple years, remember his lie that he dug down in about the border patrol agent on the horse with the whip and so forth? To me, that was an impeachable offense, being so outright in his lie. But he's failed to do his commission duty. He has been derelict from the get-go. And the fact that Republicans can't band together to impeach him, it's a curiosity to me, and I know it's an outrage to conservatives around America. And I think if politicians campaigning for office in Republican seats don't take the strong stand in doing things like impeaching those who need to be impeached, then they're going to lose their political seats.
Washington Times. And I'll just say the border security bill is apparently dead on arrival. They're going to try and strip it out of the supplemental. But whether they'll be successful or not, anybody's guess. That's going to just about do it for today. Tomorrow, of course, we'll get you ready for caucus day. The former president will be in town. Donald Trump will be in town. It's going to be fun, and I can't wait for it. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 702-434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District 1, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, February 7th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. A vote for Mayorkas, a ruling against Trump, a report on the door, and a surge in Oakland. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, the media is calling this a stunning defeat against Republicans for failing to impeach the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. Four Republicans joined the Democrats. It was actually tied 215 to 215, and then one Republican went over to the no side. They're going to vote again, and this time with Steve Scalise. He was off yesterday because he was getting some cancer treatment. So he's going to vote yes, and Mayorkas will probably then be defeated. I talked to Congressman Tom McClintock from California. He's a no vote because he's a strict constitutionalist. And he says Mayorkas is awful and terrible and the worst head of Homeland Security ever, but he hasn't committed a high crime and misdemeanor. That's his argument. A federal appeals court, a three-member panel, ruled against Donald Trump. Trump claims that he has immunity from criminal prosecution based on January 6th because everything he did to the lead-up of that day was within his duty as president of the United States. Therefore, I'm immune from prosecution. And the appeals court said no. They said it would be a striking paradox if the president, who alone is vested with the constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, were the sole officer capable of defying those laws with impunity. Trump's claim is that first, a president would have to be convicted in the Senate before any criminal trial could take place. Two of the judges were appointed by Biden, one appointed by H.W. Bush. Remember the door that flew off the airplane on January 5th? Well, the NTSB issued their preliminary report. They said that the door, which landed in the backyard of some guy in Oregon, didn't have the bolts it needed. The bolts would have attached it to the fuselage. They were missing, so that's not going to work. They found a photo that was taken of the plane in September, more than a month before it was delivered to Alaska Air, and the bolts were missing. So it means the plane flew for a couple months before the door eventually flew off. And again, amazingly, it wasn't that high in the air and no one was sitting in the window seat in that aisle. How could that be? In Oakland, crime is so bad. Robberies went up 38% last year. Burglaries up 23%. Motor vehicle theft up 44%. One in 30 Oakland residents had their car stolen last year. So the governor, Gavin Newsom, announced that he is deploying 120 California Highway Patrol to surround Oakland for a law enforcement surge, like it's Mosul or something. Gavin Newsom, in an election year, finally stepping up. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, the great Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom to All, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom to All. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O.com. Freedom20.com. Use code BILL for 15% off.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, President Biden says no to CBS. He will not do a Super Bowl pregame interview with the network, even though millions will be watching. CBS is perplexed. It has been exceedingly kind to the president and will continue to be because its corporate management is liberal. You have to look very hard to find a conservative presence at CBS. So Mr. Biden should be able to coast through a chat like that. But of course he cannot. He is mentally unpredictable, and his wife and advisors know it. All Americans should understand what is happening here, because it directly affects your well-being. The president of the United States is in mental decline, but his party and most of the press refuse to acknowledge it. This is off the chart dangerous. Compassionate people understand the problems that sometimes occur with aging. Only fools would believe Joe Biden is in command of this country. He is not. If reelected, he won't do much. His shadowy progressive advisors will be running the show because they are now. And that is the truth. But you will not hear it on CBS. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Mark says, hey, Bill, you said in your memo that the majority of Americans have had it with President Biden. Okay, if you say so. But if that's true, how is he getting near 50% against Trump? Because people don't like Trump. That's why. You think anybody's supporting Biden? It's all an anti-Trump play. Glenda, the American people, other than progressives, want the border closed. Shut the border, and they will quit coming. I think we should have a massive protest in the country demanding the border be shut. They tried that in Texas at Eagle Pass. It didn't really coalesce. No, we're not seeing protests against the open border. Dennis, at some point, Bill, can these perpetuating fraud be held accountable? No. Politicians are indemnified from any of that, or else they'd be sued every single day. William, thank you for the good, concise analysis of the border security bill. You're welcome, William. That's why we are here. That's why I hope you invest your time with us. We will always tell you the truth. Mark Ritter, Philadelphia. Bill, I have a few questions. What happens to a country when its government is so corrupt it forces the governed to rebel? Are we getting closer to that point? Look, you want to rebel against the government, you can peacefully protest, you can move. Americans can go anywhere they want in the world. You could run for office locally, whatever, a variety of ways. But there's not going to be a violent insurrection in this country. Not in our lifetime. Not going to happen. In a moment, something you might not know. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584 for a free quote. This protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Route for one of my favorite restaurants on the planet, Osaka Japanese Bistro. Osaka was the first Japanese restaurant in Vegas, established in 1967 and selected 20 times as the winner of the Best of Las Vegas Award. If you haven't experienced Osaka's amazing, delicious cooking yet, now is the time. They're open for lunch and dinner, including their famous sushi bar and Teppan Grill. Osaka has two locations, in Henderson on Eastern Avenue and in Las Vegas on West Sahara, or visit them online at lasvegas-sushi.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. When choosing a lawyer after a car wreck, you need to consider the law firm's experience, results, and reputation. Lerner & Rowe stands above other law firms when it comes to experience and results, helping over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars. When it comes to reputation, we have thousands of five-star reviews. Call us today and let us put our experience, proven results, and reputation to work for you. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
The O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 8 years ago today, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders both appeared on CBS News. The presidential candidates at the time delivered their final remarks to Democrats in the Granite State. 2 days later, the voters had their say. Here is the story of the 2016 New Hampshire primary. Just 48 hours before Election Day, Hillary and Bernie both spoke with Face the Nation host John Dickerson. During the back-to-back interviews, Clinton touted her experience and moderate record.
Senator Sanders has a lot more time in elective office than I do, and I find that sort of an amusing contrast. He's been an elected official for 25 years. Far longer than I was. I think I bring a great mix of experience, and I think being a woman is a big part of how I see problems, how I think about solving problems, what I believe is absolutely foundational, starting with children and their lives.
Bernie Sanders then attacked the former First Lady's support for the war in Iraq.
On the most important issue of our time, I was right, Hillary Clinton was wrong. This is the same argument made against Barack Obama in 2008. I will assemble a top-notch foreign policy team, and we will provide excellent and strong foreign policy for the people of the United States. What I believe right now is that we have got to learn the lessons of Iraq, and that is that the United States of America cannot do it alone, that we have to work in coalition. We have to work in coalition with major countries and with Muslim countries whose troops will be on the ground.
On February 9, 2016, the senator from Vermont smoked Hillary by 22 points, winning every county in New Hampshire. The final vote was 60-38%. The battle to secure the nomination dragged on another 4 months. By the convention, Hillary had won 34 states and the majority of the delegates. She was officially selected to be the nominee in June. Of course, the general election did not end well for Secretary Clinton. On November 8th, 2016, the former First Lady was defeated by Donald Trump. She remains very bitter about that to this day. Back after this. It's time to start taking care of your liver now. Data from the American Heart Association shows adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation reports that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Not good. When you throw bad things like alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, and more at your liver, it's no wonder it becomes sluggish and fatty. Your liver has been helping you with many key functions every day for your life. And it's time you help your liver now. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement with clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect. Try Liver Health Formula. Receive a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Please go to GetLiverHelp.com/Bill. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Bill.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.